Kate Winslet defies the just another pretty face stereotype of movie queens. Not that she doesn't have that pretty face, but she doesn't exploit her beauty and sex appeal to the exclusion of her art. She's an actress who made her name and a lot of money with early big-budget films like Sense and Sensibility in 1995 and the really big break in Titanic 2 years later. From then on, she's devoted a lot of her talent to risky films that have given her the opportunity to ply her craft. So it is in The Reader, for which she's received her fourth Academy Award nomination, and a well-deserved nomination it is. I thought The Reader one of the two or three best films I've seen in the last year, and Winslet is one of the few actresses who could pull it off. In the film, 15-year-old Michael Berg, son of an upper-middle-class German family, becomes ill, incipient scarlet fever, it turns out, on the way home from school, and Hannah Schmitz, Winslet's character, takes him into her shabby Berlin apartment to clean him up. After the boy recovers, he returns to thank her for her help. One thing leads to another, as it so often does in movies. Seems when they become lovers, a relationship that probably couldn't have been filmed if the sex roles were reversed, as Hannah appears to be in her mid-30s. This relationship occupies most of the first half of the film, really a bit too much, I think. But director Stephen Daldry, who also has an Oscar nomination, leads us to gradually realize there's something wrong with Hannah, and it isn't just her taste for teenage boys. In fact, there are a couple of secrets about her that we have to learn. She insists that Michael read to her before sex, a kind of literary foreplay, I suppose, and her intense emotional reactions signal one part of her problem, one that will impact the second half of the film. The movie jumps back and forth between early post-war Germany, when Michael's 15, to his law school years, to the present, when Michael's played by the gifted Ralph Fiennes. Hannah unexpectedly dumps the teenage Michael and disappears. It's up to the viewer to understand why, because Michael is crushed and doesn't understand at all. Actually, the viewer will have figured out the problem long before Michael does. The Reader is a film loaded with moral ambiguities, from the nature of love to the German and Jewish positions on responsibility for the Holocaust. Hannah is the center of all this. Winslet plays her from a young woman to an elderly lady at the conclusion, and allows herself to be deglamorized to a degree that many ego-centered actresses would not be able to do. The Reader is definitely not a film for those who prefer action, adventure, or date movies. There are no cliche answers to the issues it raises, and it demands that we think about and evaluate them. The Reader is a film for those who like intense, dramatic immersion. I'd give it 4 stars out of a possible 5. I'm not sure I'd rate it above Frost Nixon, Slumdog Millionaire, and Rachel Getting Married, but I'd certainly give Kate Winslet 5 stars for her performance, and she deserves an Oscar.